possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Look, man.
Oh, yeah.
Your mom.
My mom. So you're mad about something I did to my mom?
Yeah, I'm furious about something you did to your mom.
What did I do?
Well, Snowcone gave me a little information.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Have you...
I talked to your wife last night at the Christmas show.
Okay.
And you adopted a senior.
Oh.
You adopted a senior.
I didn't adopt my mom.
I know. You adopted a strange senior, and you have a senior in Lee's Summit, and you never go over there and see her. You never take care of her. You adopted. That's like someone who has a kid who doesn't care about them and then signs up for Big Brothers Big Sisters. What the hell's wrong with you?
That's
you
not
adopted,
true.
It is. You adopted a senior, and all you do is complain about going to visit her. Like, I don't want to go see her.
Oh,
she's
never.
Calling me over. I got to fix her computer. Right. That's all you do, now you picked another senior to go take, I guess, to ignore.
Wait, the other day when I called you.
Is this called ignore a senior?
I called you for a ride for an oil change. You said you were at a friend's house. Is that who that was?
No.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, maybe. No.
Who's your senior?
I'm
going to start taking care of your mom real good.
Maybe you should. Maybe you could adopt a singer.
I'm going to adopt your mother.
Alone. She doesn't need to be adopted.
She does.
I take care of her.
She needs
my brothers
some love.
Take care of her.
She needs someone to love and respect her. And that's what I'm going to do. Not a foolhearted son who doesn't respect his own mother and decides, oh, he has so much extra time on his hands. Why spend an extra day with her? Let me go help out a stranger. Now, all my grandparents are dead. My parents don't live around here, so maybe I could adopt a senior. I think it's a good cause. The fact that you have a mother here that would like to spend a little bit more time with her little slimmy slammy.
My mother is a saint. I love my mother, and I do see her. And my brothers see her, and she has people around. These people that you volunteer with, a lot of them are really lonely. They don't have anybody.
Your mother is lonely.
I understand.
Call your mother.
I understand that. Well, maybe she could go with me. You want me to take her with me?
Oh, God. That's what is this, weird. Some sort of matchmaking thing
I
for you,
know.
You weirdo? Why'd you adopt a senior when you have a mother?
Because you can be good to both. I have plenty of time.
Every time you go over to this other person's house, it's time you could have spent at your mom's.
Well, I guess that's true, but
you
I
guess
do.
That's true. It's
well,
not.
Sir,
I guess that's
it's true.
It's
but
absolutely
I do see
true.
My mother, and
you
I
don't
do.
See her enough.
I see her. I go over there.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. We go to breakfast sometimes or
on Sundays.
On the
that's
weekend.
It.
No, I see her on the weekends.
The only time you go over there is when you got to fix something.
I just took her to Bob Evans.
That's pretty messed up, man.
It is, right?
How is this possibly messed up? How is this turned into I'm a bad person because I volunteered?
Look, volunteering for a senior is a great thing. Adopting a senior if you don't have a senior to take care of.
Look, they...
Like I just told you, that's like someone who has kids or little brothers and never talks to them and says, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sign up for Big Brothers and Big Sisters. It would take care of your own family first, then you can start taking care of others. But right now, you have a sad mom at home in Lee's Summit. And you won't even take care of, for God's sakes.
I do. I resent that.
What if you find out someone adopted your mom? They were coming to visit
right.
her.
She has friends and family that
what if
see
your mom?
Her.
Your mom's probably in that program. You may. This is like a strange Oedipus version of if you like pina coladas.
Give me a break.
You're going to be like, I need someone to take care of. And your mom's going to be like, I just wish someone loved me. And you're going to meet at Bob Evans on your first adopted senior. It's going to be you and your mom.
That's who they matched me up with?
Yes.
We think we found a match.
Yes.
Boy, that would be bad. I guess that would be kind of like signing up on Ashley Madison and then
meeting your wife.
Spouse.
Yeah. Right.
Look, I can
except
do
without
both.
The sex, I hope.
So what do you do with this person?
You're supposed to give them companionship. Sometimes they need help with stuff, but there's a stat on the website.
Sometimes your mom needs help with stuff.
Something like 78% or something of women over the age of 75 live alone.
How old's your
and
mom?
And lonely. You don't ask how old a woman is.
All right. Is she around there?
You know, she's got grandkids.
Does she live alone?
She does.
She lonely?
Yes, she says that she is sometimes. But I think she understands. I think
well,
she
you know
would
what?
Understand.
If you feel like you can manage your time.
I think she would understand.
I think she would, too, because she's a goddamn saint. But the fact of the matter is she shouldn't have to understand. What were you thinking?
It's kind
what
of
do you mean,
move.
What was I thinking?
It's
how
like,
is it a dick move?
It's like not having enough money to give your kids toys for Christmas, but swinging by Toys R Us, buying two toys and putting them in a toys for
Tots. It's like buying toys for your kids and then also buying toys for
if
other kids.
If you bought toys for your kids, which you don't.
I do.
All you do is complain about going over there.
I never do. Never. Why
always.
Are you doing this?
You never go over there.
I do go over there.
And if you do go over there, it's like,
ugh. That is not true. Why are you doing this? Oh, give me a break.
No, he's right. You do that.
Yeah. What are you guys doing?
When we're outside.
This is ridiculous.
You got the phone and you're upset.
First of all, your microphone isn't even supposed to be on right now because you don't have those damn scooters in
your hand. I'm working on it.
And second of all, I resent that. You know it's not true.
It is true.
You know I love my mother and I enjoy being around her. I enjoy,
you were
I'm glad
just
we
bitching
so
the other
together.
Day about how you had to go fix her remote controls because she couldn't get her TV to work.
Oh, my God. I wasn't bitching. I said her remote, she got a new cable provider. She got Google Fiber, and she was having a hard time with the new remote. I said I had to go figure out what was wrong with them. I didn't bitch about it. I said I'm going to go to my mom's house tonight and help her figure out this remote control issue.
No, but you said it like...
Yeah,
no, I didn't, Snowball. Yeah, first of all, you weren't there.
You was.
Hop on the
we were all out there, and you said it like it was something that you didn't want to do.
No way.
You didn't say it like a man who had just signed up to help a senior. Hey, guess what, guys? I helped signed up to help a senior. He can't fix his VCR. I'm going to go over and do it. Like, that wasn't super exciting. Want to come? You're like, nah, I got to drive all the way to Lee's Summit tonight. Mm-hmm. Ugh.
The only reason this happened is because I tried to sign up for Big Brothers Big Sisters and you told me it was a bad idea. Both of you said I shouldn't do it, so
you're
I didn't
allowed,
do it.
You're not allowed around children.
So I signed up to be around seniors. What? You can volunteer to help kids or seniors.
Oh, that's right.
And you guys
you're
told me to
be
stay
around
away
kids.
From kids. No, you guys told me I shouldn't do the
you're
Big Brothers
You're not
Brother
allowed
thing.
To be around kids.
Oh,
right.
My God.
That's what it was.
By himself.
Who says I'm not allowed to be around kids? You said I wasn't allowed around your
you
kids. The police never said that.
Police or the
that
FBI.
That was a long time ago, and you're the only one who's ever said I couldn't be alone with your kids.
So now you've adopted a senior. What's her name?
I'm not saying.
Do you know her?
I haven't met her yet. They just sent me their info Monday.
Where does she live?
Kansas City, Missouri.
So when do you go over there?
Well, you fill out a thing and it says, what hours are you available? Are you available on weekends? And I told them I'm available in the morning.
So what's your end game? You trying to get some inheritance or something?
I saw a poster on a subway in
what's your
London
plan here?
And it
what's
said people are old people are lonely on Christmas. And I felt bad. I like Christmas. And so I was thinking about it. And I said, I wonder if they do that here. So I looked it up and there's a group here that does it. And you can help kids. You can help teach kids to read. You can tutor kids. You can hang out with them after school. Meet them at the library.
No, he's got an angle. You're right.
There's no angle.
You really think they're going to take me to some rich woman's house and I'm going to, if she's rich, she ain't lonely. Rich people aren't lonely. Maybe lonely on the inside, but they're surrounded by people physically.
Is it a sex thing?
Oh, my God.
Is it?
No, it's not a sex
thing. It's worth asking.
Now you've taken it too far.
No, it's worth asking.
This is a real thing. It's not worth asking. It's really not. And it's a real thing. And this is going to turn into one of those things where word's going to get back. I'm going to get a suspicious email now from this group that says, you know what? Thanks, but no thanks. Because someone's going to email them or text them or something.
Ooh. How many drugs do you plan on stealing out of the medicine cabinet?
Exactly.
Painkillers?
I wouldn't do that.
Exactly.
I wouldn't do that. I'm not going to steal from a little old lady that I volunteered to spend time with. Hard to feel good about yourself if you're robbing them.
You ever seen Harold and Maude?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just asking you if you've ever seen
I don't remember.
Little Cat Stevens in the back.
Yeah. That's not how it plays out.
Look, I don't know what the thing is here, but I do know...
I'm going to bring her up here.
I do. Who, your mother?
I'll bring them both.
Well, that'd be a hell of a party, son. Well, you want me to bring the vodka?
I mean, really, nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's sacred. Nothing. It's Christmas slash Hanukkah slash Kwanzaa slash the holidays.
Yeah, your mom would probably love to see you.
I do see her. I do see her. And mm-hmm. I love seeing her.
You could see her more.
Yes, I could. But I think she understands. Not that she knows, but if she found out, I think.
He already took all the meds out of that house. He used to go over there all the time.
Atta? Whoa.
He used to go over there all the time to get the meds.
No.
This is like a mining expedition. Now I can't find him anymore. He's like, you know what I need? A new old lady.
Got a new plug.
You make it sound like I went into her medicine.
Boy, do I have. Let me tell you something, Gertrude. I have diarrhea. I'm going to be spend a little bit of time in the bathroom there. Just him shuffling around old duffel bags, medicine cases. Make it turn on the water. Be out in a second, Francis.
Now they're not going to let me do it. It's the same thing you did with Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
You have to go see your mom then.
First of all, I don't have to see my mom. I choose to see my mom. I want to see my mom. Second of all, well, I don't know what second of all is. Second of all is you're a dick. The fact that you're able to turn this around. And why did my wife tell you? What did she say?
She was disgusted by it.
She's not disgusted by it. She never said, she did not say she was disgusted by it.
I love your wife. Your wife is a very nice lady.
Mm-hmm.
Although I will tell you, I don't think I've ever had a conversation longer than 10 minutes with your wife because I think me and her both have really bad social anxiety.
Oh, hers is bad.
Oh, so is mine. So we get to about 10 minutes. But what I do love about your wife is that she knows it.
Mm-hmm.
So after about 10 minutes of us talking, she's like, okay, you can leave now. And I'm like, thank you. Because I don't know what to say anymore. I just stand there and she stands there and it's I like her, but we've got about 10 minutes of conversation before both of our social anxiety kicks in.
Yeah, she's really, really aware of other people's social cues.
Yeah, right.
She's like the opposite of autistic because she's mm-hmm. so worried about it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, let's get back to your mom.
Let's not. What else is there to get back to?
You
can adopt a singer. You can also
can
take
I adopt
care
your
of
mother?
Your parents. No. What do you... Sure. Sure, you want to adopt a sure. That's fine. That'll be fine.
Will you what text you her and ask her if I can come
you're
over
go
this
over
weekend?
There? Sure. Go over there. That's fine.
Tell her I'd like to come over and I'll bring some dinner.
Fine. She does dinner around 4. I'm
kidding. Early bird.
I'm kidding.
Tell her I take her to the early bird
she's
special.
She's not that old. But she does like Bob Evans.
Fine.
But I do too. That's not... I mean, who doesn't?
So what are you going to do with her?
What am I going to do with who? My senior that I adopted or my mother?
Both. Richard.
Well, we already know what you're going to do to your mother. That's ignore. Leave her in that house all alone.
Oh, man.
You going to go see a movie? Like, what do you do?
You go over there, you talk to them. I guess you can invite them over for Christmas and stuff if they're not doing anything. But some of them need help around the house.
Like what kind of help? You rub their feet and stuff?
I don't know. Maybe the remote control doesn't work. Maybe they need a light bulb changed, whatever. They just need a strong, capable young man around the house to get some things done. I don't know.
Jesus.
They're just lonely. They just want to talk to someone. Didn't you ever visit the old folks' home and just talk to people?
Well, you know what? Now you know two old, lonely people. Maybe you could just conference call them and let those two talk to each other.
Just play besties matchmaking.
Just call the number, put it on conference call, let them talk to each other, because apparently you don't care about anybody but yourself.
What is happening?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.